In the early 1950s, researchers found that people scored lower on intelligence tests if they spoke more than one language. Research in the 1960s found the opposite. Bilingual people scored higher than monolingual people who spoke only one language. So which is it, Dr. Hansen?
The latest evidence shows that being bilingual does not necessarily make people smarter, but it probably does make you better at certain skills.
Improve some skills? Why would bilingualism make us any better at that?
The answer is that bilingual people are often better at controlling their attention, a function called the executive control system. It's quite possibly the most important cognitive system we have, because it's where all of our decisions about what to attend to, what to ignore, and what to process are made.
Can the executive control system be measured specifically?
Yes. The best method to measure the executive control system is called the Stroop test. A person is shown words in different colors. The person has to ignore the words, but say the colors. The problem is that the words are all names of colors.
Bilingual people continually practice this function.
They have to, because both languages are active in their brain at the same time. They need to suppress one to be able to speak in the other.
I guess this exercise can improve some of our skills.
Researchers say bilingual children are better able to separate a word from its meaning and more likely to have friends from different cultures. Bilingual adults are often 4 to 5 years later than others in developing some disease. What did the research on intelligence tests in the 1960s find? What is the bilingual people's advantage according to the latest research? Why do bilingual people practice their executive control system constantly? What skills can be developed by bilingual children?